of Lagos, baby. Get set.
Every single thing you look for in the world is in Lagos. Every single thing. I want to believe that. Is there anything you won't find in Lagos, guys? Is there any single thing you would look for that you won't find in Lagos? Because Lagos seems to be the only land that everything and anything is possible. Not only that, it's the only land where, you know, even what you don't expect to find, you get to find right here in Lagos. And that's what makes the city very special. And that's what makes the city the best on the continent. Yeah, and all the, a lot of things you want to, you know, look at Lagos and say, let me look for an expression that would every Nigerian would understand. And the things you want to look at, you'll be like, which Lagos? I beg. Yeah, packaging, hype. But there are more things that put us on the bright side of life than those that put us on the negative end. One thing for sure, it's the city that you can conveniently say, there are very few cities that can conveniently say, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Because like I said yesterday, sometimes it feels like Lagos is on the fast lane, you know? You move out of Lagos, you get to other places, you feels like everyone is on slow-mo. And then you realize that, hey man, Lagos has done something to you. All right, great. So guys, what is that thing that you would say it is only in Lagos? Only in Lagos. So let's celebrate the city. Let's talk about a few things that people should know. That if you hear this one, you know this is Lagos. Or maybe you're outside here and you find yourself in a place and then someone says something and you say, this guy's been Lagosian. Whether it's a location, whether it's an expression, you know, if you go anywhere, a person say, you don't mind me, you're going to say this person don't do Lagos. Say, you don't mind me, you're going to say this person has been walking the streets of Lagos. Because that question has many meanings. You don't mind me, is it a question? Is it an expression? Is it an exclamation? It could be anything, because it could be used anyhow. You don't mind me, say, you don't mind me, All right, what are those things that make Lagos, Lagos? That's what we start the show with today. And it's an interesting conversation throughout the day. And I cannot wait to get into the full-fledged gist of today. But first, Lagos, Nigeria, welcome to another episode of your number one radio show that brings to you the very best. The very best. A fun radio, the very best of fun radio, radio that inspires, that educates, that entertains, and entertains again, again, and again. That's the radio you're onto. It's the only radio show that gives you an opportunity to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" and also have a feel of what's happening in the neighborhoods across Lagos, Nigeria, and to spice it up. We give you an opportunity to forget your sorrows. Not forget, like, place the sorrows where they're supposed to be. Nowhere. The sorrows have no place in your life. Happenings in our lives are things that would always be. You know what I mean? Things will always happen to you. Things will always happen. Life would happen. So you cannot afford to allow your life to be pushed left, right, and center by your emotions. Because, hey, what you allow is what you become. I'm now sounding like a pastor. Well, I went to church on Sunday. Oh, no wonder. Lagos, let's talk about the things that make us great. The things that are unique to Lagos. So you use the line, it is only in Lagos. It is only in Lagos that... And then you tell us that thing that you think is unique to Lagos, Nigeria. Well, our question of the day really, is, it has to do with something that has to do with a special info spotlight today on Tuesday. So we're asking you, as you call the radio station, to also answer this question. How would you Or have you ever? Do you know who a detective is? Do you know, have you heard the word detective? You've been watching movies, you've seen a lot. Of course, a lot of people know that word. And if it's not difficult, no need, just go on Google and type detective. It's going to help you. You know, gone are the days when we have to wait for someone to tell us what something means. These days, you could just Google and get a find out. So if you don't know what detective is, you can get more information about who detective is. All right? But if you do know, how have you... Have you ever in your life, have you ever admired the job of a detective? Now, you need to know, I don't get to hear a lot of that talk here in Nigeria, but I do know that there are detectives. Now, let me give you a simple example. If you've been watching the TV shows that we're part of, some of them are local, international. And if you've seen Cheaters, right? Which I think that's where people actually got that word cheaters from, because the last time I checked, I don't think cheaters is in the dictionary as a word. So someone who cheats is actually supposed to be a cheat, right? Yes, but cheaters is a TV show that individuals get to meet detectives and ask them to investigate if their partner is cheating on them or not. And that's when, if you've seen that show, you have an idea of what a detective could do and some of the roles of a detective. So police officers use detectives, you know, companies, anybody can use a detective. So there are government detectives, which is what most Nigerians are used to, you know, departments, the CIDs, the different departments in our police force that have to do with detective work and all that. But there's also private detectives. Now, a private detective is someone who can just take a case, get information, liaise with the police, and also get to find out, you know, maybe a station where who is... to find out, you know, the true story of what has happened, maybe a murder case, a criminal case. It could just be cheating spouse, you know, you do suspect, saying, this man, the way he's going, this, I'm in traffic, baby, there's work. Baby, there's work to do. Baby, there's a lot to do. This thing can have comma, you know, and you want to send somebody to go and do detective work. You know, women can do that very much. Every man can do it, but it's very, very common with women. You know, they just want to do it because they say an average woman is a detective. So, you know, women will know this role of a detective much more. And I'm just saying, because I want to believe that every woman has that innate ability to be a detective. Yeah. Right? So, whatever the case, if you were going to engage a detective, for example, right, what would you engage a detective for right now in Nigeria? I know people will go straight up to, right, okay, people will go straight up to say, oh, you know, I want to find out my spouse. What would you like to know? No, go and find out the politicians. What are they doing? Are they speaking the truth? Are they being, what's their life like? What's going on? I'm telling you, a lot of people are in that business. Well, today on the show, we'll be speaking to one of Africa's finest detectives. He's described as such. She's a Kenyan detective, private detective, who, of course, she's in the radar, in the news, after a special BBC Eye report, you know, was done by this amazing journalist who spent some time with this Kenyan detective, a woman who, of course, is said to be the most wanted by most politicians in that country. And also, she's been able to, follow up on a number of cases, puts like over 70 people behind bars or thereabout, you know, and after concluding cases. So, of course, you know that she's an enemy to so many people. Well, apart from that, she, you know, recently was on the spotlight by our partners, the BBC, and we'll be having a conversation with this amazing lady at half past the hour of 10 to talk about, you know, detectives and, of course, her story. It's going to be inspiring, guys. And that documentary is found. You could find it out. You could just check it out on the BBC Eye and you get the documentary, because I would like you guys to actually watch it and also have an idea of what we're talking about. Also, at the same time, we'll be asking you to do, join us, because we'll be streaming that conversation live on YouTube, on Facebook. It is going to be fun, and I want you to be a part of it. If you have a question for her, a comment, you want to know more about that, all right, you could be a part of that broadcast. So another thing we'll be doing today is for our social media highlights. We'd have our topic of the social media highlights today has to do with baby mamas. There's been a lot of talk about baby mama. What's the place of baby mama? Because we cannot just say baby mamas is the concept of baby mamas, all right? We need to go deep into it. You know, from the perspective of a baby mama, the perspective of the man who has a baby mama, you know, and several questions to ask. You know, can you actually, you know, because of the child, get to marry your baby mama, all right? Or as a baby mama, do you? What's the story and what's your concept like? Because it's something that has become a thing right now. People even take pride in that, which is something we try to unravel for the social media highlights. And we have games to play. We have fun to have. We have streaming to do by saying, "What's up, Lagos?" on the show today. So, guys, to get into the show, tell me if you have ever admired the job of a detective, if you know what that means, if you also like to tell me what makes Lagos special, go ahead and let me know. But accompany that with the scream, "What's up, Lagos?" and an update of what's happening in your neighborhood. How far are people to wear face masks for your area? What's up, Lagos? Hello? What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? That's the password.
What's up, Lagos?
Great. Good to have you. What's your name and where are you calling from this morning? You're my first caller.
And it's my first time calling.
Yes, a first lady calling for the first time as a first-time caller. And I'm excited about this, man, being the first to call. What's your good name and where are you calling us from?
I'm Stephanie calling from Lagos.
Hi, great, Stephanie. Good to have you, man. Where in Lagos are you calling from? Lagos, big, smaller. Anyway, Stephanie, let's talk about Lagos. What would you like to contribute? There's a lot to talk about. So what would you like to contribute?
To Lagos? There's a lot, actually, to be done in Lagos. There's so much to be done. Talking from cleanliness, to electricity, to water, to security. It's so much.
All right. Stephanie, I'm appreciative of you. Do you admire the work of a detective? Would you engage one to, like, investigate boyfriend, man friend? I don't know, just saying.
I don't think so.
All right, great. Thank you so much for sharing with us and being honest. God bless you. Stephanie, your first caller and a first-time caller. What's up, Lagos? Wait, good morning.
Good morning, Lagos!
Yes, yes, yes! Good morning to you. Who's on the
good
line?
Morning.
Hey.
Yeah, this is David calling from Badagry.
Hi, David. Welcome. Welcome. How's Badagry this morning, David?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool as usual.
Great. I love the sound of cool. So let's talk. Yeah. It is only in Lagos.
Yeah. To me, I'll go for the traffic, you know. The traffic is so special in Lagos, yes, you know. So that's number one thing I found out. And the Agbe Road. Yeah.
Agbero, there are Agberos everywhere.
This Lagos zone stand out so big.
They just have different names. They're all Agberos.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing with us. It is all in Lagos. Oh, great, man. I lost that part. So, guys, the question is, do you admire the job of a detective? All right, that's a question for you. On our Info Spotlight today, we have a special guest, like I've been mentioning. We're connecting with her via Skype to have this special conversation. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome. Who's on the line this wonderful morning?
Chibuzo.
Okay, Chibuzo, where are you calling from?
From Happy Landing State.
Okay, let's talk, man. It's only in Lagos.
Aja.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Let's talk.
Okay. I want to talk about the job of a detective.
Okay.
It's a very interesting job, and I love it.
Wow.
I just admire it.
Okay.
And I wish to be one. Just that by now, I don't think I can do that because I'm already engaged in something else.
Okay.
But it's a very interesting job to me. It's something I love doing on my own. So come to baby mama. I think baby mama has come to stay because of...
We're not there yet. By 11 o'clock, we'll talk that about that. Okay. So just make sure you're here. And we'd have that conversation. He said it has come to stay, man. I love that. Where you took it up from?
It's because of our eroding culture.
All right. Great. Yeah. Thank you.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
To all the mothers in Nigeria, we congratulate you for progress on your journey, for all your efforts. While taking care of your family, you also didn't give up taking care of yourself. We congratulate you and all Mofix mothers. You are always the number one. Now, Nigeria's number one choice of mothers have Mofix Air Dry baby diapers. Thanks to Mofix Air Dry, now babies and mothers enjoy the ultimate peace. Come and join mothers who experience Mofix Air Dry baby diapers.
Our friend Oliver is what you call a man with a huge appetite. Gigantic, actually. And if there's one phrase we have come to know Oliver for, it is this.
More data, please.
No matter what we offer him.
More data, please.
So, guess what we did? We heard Glo created new data plans for people like Oliver, and we got him exactly that. And guess what Oliver said?
Excuse me, please, is this all for me? Only me?
Now, Oliver certainly has more than enough data. All thanks to the Glo Mega Data Plans.
With the longer validity you get on Glo Mega Data Plans, you can work from home with ease, run your business better, download non-stop, stream music and movies endlessly, learn online, and share data with anyone. No worries. Get 225 gigabytes at 30,000 Naira for 30 days, 425 gigabytes at 50,000 Naira for 90 days, and 1 terabyte at 100,000 Naira for a year. Dial *777# now to start enjoying these mega plans.
Glo Unlimited.
Omo. Remita na the surest way to buy airtime, data, electricity, pay cable TV, and other bills without plenty to read. With Remita, you fit pay with your ATM card, USSD, internet banking, phone number, or even transfer. You dey feel am? Remita, na the only thing you need to make your next payment. Oh, yeah, rush. Go download the Remita app from Google Play Store or Apple Store, or just visit www.remita.net to start to the pay. Now, Remita, because payments should be easy.
Congratulations, you have won 1 million naira in the Huggies Happy Home Bonanza.
1 million naira?
Yes, madam, you have won 1 million naira.
This one is not for 1 naira.
No, it's not. No, it's not for 1 naira.
I appreciate you people.
Yes.
Huggies, well done, though.
Breakfast your day every day with the nourishment of malt, milk and cocoa and the delicious taste of Milo.
Good food, good life.
Uncle Dentist, what are cavities? And how does Colgate protect my teeth from cavities? Does it use Kung Fu?
No, dear. Most tooth pains are caused by tooth holes called cavities. When you brush daily with Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection, its expert formula locks natural calcium in our teeth and helps protect them from cavities.
It's time to upgrade to the world's most chosen toothpaste, Colgate, because Colgate locks calcium in...
Yes, cavities!
Colgate is recommended by the Nigerian Dental Association.
You get to win money. You get to win 10,000 Naira cash on the Just a Minute Game Show. Call in to any of our shows, The Morning Crossfire, What's Up Lagos, The Sunny Side, and Hard Facts. Answer as many questions as possible in 60 seconds, and you stand a chance to win 10,000 Naira. Winner will be announced on Hard Facts, Just a Minute, the game show for everyone. Right here on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria. Info. Let's talk.
Remita is the easiest way to pay for airtime, data, electricity, cable TV subscription and other bills easily without stories that touch. With Remita, you can make all your payments using your ATM card, USSD, wallet, internet banking, phone number or account transfer. Indeed, Remita is all you need to pay your next bill. Download the Remita app from Google Play Store or Apple Store or visit www.remita.net to start making payments now. Remita, because payments should be easy.
Yeah.
Breakfast your day, every day, with the nourishment of malt, milk and cocoa and the delicious taste of Milo.
Good food, good life.
Bisola, can you imagine if you just win 100 million naira? 100 million naira? Listen, that will change my name from Bisola to Bisola Mille.
Hey, Bisola Mille.
I say, before you say payment, babes, I don't start that shoe business where I don't need dream of sins.
I say, Vicky.
Before you know it, babes, I'm going to open like 4 or 5 extra branches for different parts of town where Sengale.
No time to check time.
Next thing, my business going to involve because they travel, they go supply shoes for different parts of the whole wide world.
Remember me for your kingdom.
Turn your daydreams into reality and stand a chance to win up to 100 million naira every week with Glow Rewards. Over 70,000 customers have already received cash rewards, and you can be next. Simply dial *777*6#, then start recharging and start earning big. Visit glowworld.com/glowrewards for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
Unlimited. You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Of Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back, Nigeria. Lagos, Africa. Well, I don't know what order in which I call those names, but you know where we are. It is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And I was asking you before I went on that break to talk to me about, you know, if you admire the work of a detective. Do you know who a detective is? One person just called and said, you know, I admire their work. I wish I could be a detective and all that. You know, I made it very easy for you. I was asking the ladies earlier that, hey, if you had an opportunity to engage a detective, what would you engage a detective for? To go, like, get information about the politicians and what you're doing? Or find out where your spouse is, whether your spouse is cheating or not. I don't know. I don't know which of them you would go for.
I shall. I know what, especially to find out where my man is.
Why? Kuku, just put a tracker.
No, trackers.
Come on, tracker. Put the tracker in. Tie the tracker at home.
That's what I am saying.
You'll be like,
men always find out when they track on their phone. So,
anyways,
see your movements.
Anyways, today on the show we'll be spotlighting an amazing detective, private detective. She considers herself, and she's considered by many as the best on the continent in her job. Now, she's one woman who goes head-to-head with anybody to ensure that the truth and justice is served.
What?
Even though she has, so you know, cool. There are different stories on both sides. On one side, some people are like, no, she's a menace in a society. We don't want to. You know, there are different stories, but she's not deterred.
I'm excited.
She's a special guest. I'm talking about a Kenyan private detective who would be speaking with us. Of course, Serge, there's a special documentary on her by the BBC Eye, and that was an amazing piece. I watched it and I was like, wow, this is a whole lot for one woman. And I hope other women will be inspired. Not only that, most Africans will be inspired by her story as we dig deep into her experience story and everything that has to do with the work, being a detective, a private detective. Now, Lagos, Nigeria. We're going into that conversation in just a moment. But I would like to let you know that the conversation will be streamed live on Facebook and on YouTube before we get into it. And you could also be a part of the conversation by simply if you have a question or comment or anything, you could go ahead and send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. You could even call the studio line when the time is ripe, okay? We would allow you to call the studio line. One of few people to call the studio line, the number is 0700-993-993-993. Now, because of this interview, and of course, I had to go back to a couple of friends in Kenya, and We're having a chat yesterday with one of my Kenyan friends, and you know, I'm trying to learn different words in Kenyan languages, and he was teaching me, and I wrote them down. I say, by the end of today, I'll try and speak one of them. But one thing special about that is that I also listen to their radio stations, and I notice something really beautiful. I've talked about that before, and it's the fact that they go on, they start their presentation with, you know, it starts something like, sorry guys, don't laugh at me, all right, but it sounds something like, good morning, Lagos, good morning, and welcome to this wonderful, you know, radio show.
And they mix their English. And then the next thing goes, yeah,
bulapanda, bulakinda, bulapanda, you know, napupinda, bula. Just kidding, man, I was just kidding. But guys, I hope to learn the language so I could speak the right language when we get into it. So I made known, I've been told that our guest is sent to speak with us, and we'll get into that conversation now, and in just a moment. So guys, in case you're wondering who we're talking about, her name is Jane Mugo. And Jane Mugo is a top Kenyan private investigator. I'd like to say one of Africa's finest. And we would have a conversation with her on Info Spotlight. We're spotlighting her story because of so many things. One of them is to celebrate the life, the works, the personality of Jane Mugo, and also to gain useful insights into the operations of the world of private investigation. We'd also talk about, understudy, the challenges, you know, inherent in the field of private investigation. So, guys, all these we'll try to unravel as we bring our guest right now to join us on this wonderful conversation. Lagos, Nigeria, in a very warm way, like we do, we'd like to bring to the microphone live right now the amazing Jane Mugo. Good morning, Jane. How are you doing today? Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Great. How do you feel? What's the feeling like this morning for you? How is Kenya this morning?
Kenya is great. We are doing well, and of course, doing what we love most, and adding what other people cannot do in the world, including Nigeria.
That's fine, but we'll get into the conversation, no doubt. You know, I was just wondering, everyone looks like a detective these days. You know, everyone is like undercover with the COVID-19. You know, I have my masks, you know, by the side, get to speak with it. And did it make life difficult more? I mean, everyone is covering their faces these days. So did that have any impact on your job as a detective? The wearing of masks.
Sorry, yeah. Yeah, definitely. First of all, I'd want to confirm that as a CEO, as a top detective and a lead investigator in my company, I don't personally go out investigating cases.
Okay.
But the business was down and it has not been very good. But at the same time, we were still working because in security don't sleep, we don't rest. So we are still working, but the business was slightly affected by the COVID-19.
All right, great. So we need to set up your mobile into landscape so that we can have a broader, you know, because it's streamed. Yes, absolutely. We need to activate that. So while we get to fix that, Lagos, Nigeria, you heard it from Jane. She's here live, and we'll get into the conversation. And as a stream live on Facebook and YouTube, you have an opportunity via those platforms to also view the BBC reports, special reports, lovely reports on Jane. And of course, the BBC Eye did a special report. You can find that report as we go on with our conversation. Now, for Lagos, for those listening to us from all around Lagos and the African continent, let me bring you up to speed, you know, to this guy. Let's lay the foundation for this conversation now. Research findings in the field of private investigation have revealed that the rise of globalization, deregulation, and rapid technology changes have led to the creation of new threats and opportunities. Now, this is owing to the fact that navigating through the dangerous times we live in could pose, you know, a different hurdle to scale through alone. So it is based on this backdrop that experts believe that the private investigators represent an important component of the world's modern justice system. It is because private investigators in many countries help in bridging the gap inherent in law enforcement and crime prevention. Now, hence, to shed more light on this, interesting subsector of the security industry would be interacting with the celebrated Kenyan private investigator in person of Jane Mugo. And Jane, you heard her earlier. So we're trying to get that landscape set up so that we can get the connection right. But before we get into that, so Lagos, I remember I asked you a question about, you know, if you're going to engage a private detector, what exactly do you admire the job? Do you know what it is? Well, we'll find out more as you proceed. All right. So guys, as we get into that, do not also forget that an opportunity for you to be a part of this broadcast is staring in the face. You could send a WhatsApp or send a message while on a streaming space. Okay. You could also, you know, stream live on Facebook and YouTube and drop your comments right there. All right, so Ruth will get you covered on that and ensure that we get the messages read. So now that you've set the pace right, let's get back to Jane. Now, Jane, you have built an incredible name for yourself and in the field of private investigation. Now, could you tell us how you got into the business of being a private detective?
First of all, I'd want to say that I was born in a county called Kirinyaga County, that is in Kenya, whereby crime was the order of the day. And I remember when I finished my form four, that is Karonti Girls High School, there was a lot of crime in my community. And at the same time, we used to work with the police officers, and I was chosen when I was 20 years old as a secretary of community. Mm-hmm. And that is where I went ahead and recovered a stolen land, and we were able to build a police station that was named Jane Mugo, or Jane Bester. That's my nickname. And that's after that, it's when some senior officers invited me to Nairobi, including my member of parliament, Madam Martha Karua. Nairobi took me to college and started working with police officers as an undercover agent. That is exactly how I started it.
This will be like how many years ago? A long time ago, right?
Yeah, that's like 20 years back.
Wow, that's a lot. Now, could you tell us how you feel being a female, specifically in a male-dominated industry? Have you been able to cope, you know, with such that you made a huge name for yourself?
First of all, I'd want to say that it has not been very easy for me. It's been challenging. At one time when I was about 19 years old, I organized a demonstration because there was a small child whose head had been cut, and we were able to make the officers, the judiciary who were around, to be transferred from that area for charging the suspect with the long offense. Instead of charging the suspect with grievous harm, the police and charged the suspect with assault, which is a lesser charge. Then after that, it's been a challenge whereby sometimes the men feel you can't make it. Sometimes I was forced to work late at night, whereby you have to put on undercover clothes. You have to go places. Sometimes I have been mistaken identity, but at the end of the day, I have not rested. I didn't give up. And at the same time, I'm a very prayerful woman, whereby I keep on asking God to guide me, because justice is in my blood.
No, you've carried out a lot of successful, high-profile investigations that cut across, you know, things like kidnappings, murder, corruption in Kenya. Now, could you tell us how you have managed to record these successes in your various investigative operations?
Thank you. One of the reasons that I've decided, I've made it in my life, succeed in my cases, is because I'm very aggressive. When I set on a suspect, I don't give up. When members of public, especially in Kenya, specifically in my county, they have come to me with complaint whereby they have reported cases to a few government bodies and maybe they have not gotten justice. I remember maybe the last, a few, like five cases I've had, they come to me, they give me information. At the same time, when they give me information as an investigator, I don't work without evidence. I have represented the same to authorities and were able to work hard in hard. And that is why we are able to solve murder cases and the high profile cases in my country, in Africa and internationally. I've also traveled and had cases.
Wow, very interesting to hear. Now, why do you consider working with politicians, knowing well, fully well, that it makes you a top target for criminals?
when I work with politicians, I personally don't work as Jane Mogon. What I do, I have three departments in my company. We have a department of debt correction. We have a department of VIP protection. We have department of investigations. So we normally put our staff undercover, whereby like mains, we have border border guys. We have people working bar mains. Mm-hmm. We have people working all over. I don't expose my people, but I found myself being exposed by people I was investigating in government, and I decided to stay in the media. And I decided now to be able to tell people who I was. For the last, if you look at my profile, if you look at my pages, I have not been on social media. But because people blot me in social media to intimidate me, people blot me in social media to put fear on me, to threaten me, I decided to stay here in social media until God says no. Otherwise, I personally don't work, but with politicians in Kenya, in the world, when it comes to payment, they'll give you a longer contract of work rather than comparing to any other person who can give you assignment for one day. But I have a long-term work with some of the politicians in my country.
You know, what are the ethical practices one must uphold in order to be a detective, you know, particularly within the African continent? We know what it means to be a detective within the African continent, where the political class, of course, never find it easy when people try to expose them, and they fight back really strongly. So what are those ethical practices you must uphold as a detective?
First of all, I'd want to tell you, for one to be a private investigator, you must understand the law governing your country so that you don't break the same law you're trying to protect. Mm. And that is why I went to do a criminology course. That is why I've also done training. I'm the first woman actually in Africa to train people on how to protect important persons with a company from South Africa called Panzer Protection. At the same time, I've been able to be aggressive in my work. I've also worked with various government bodies. I've been to police stations for attachments until one of the senior officers advised me to open my own company.
Wow, beautiful. Lagos, Nigeria. If you're just listening, you're just joining the radio conversation, you're live on Nigeria's number one for talk, the station for the nation, Nigeria Info 99.3. And we're having a swell conversation right here. We're spotlighting the life, the achievements, the beautiful story, or the amazing story of Jane Mogon, private detective, a Kenyan private detective, and one of the best, of course, on the continent, if not the best, like you said. And this is based on the special report by the BBCI on this amazing lady, which, of course, you can find on BBC Africa YouTube channel. There you can find it. And for those who are streaming live on YouTube and on Facebook, you're streaming this conversation live, you're there, you could actually at some point catch a glimpse, thanks to Tunde Abdusalam, you catch a glimpse of what the documentary looks like and sounds like as you stream. All right, guys, if you do have a comment or a question for this amazing lady, I would love that you even get to see the documentary. It would give you another perspective in general. You'd have a lot to talk about. Now, I noticed a couple of things. You mentioned, I noticed a couple of things about what some critics within Kenya, in that documentary, I even saw some media reports, negative reports about you, you know, by mainstream media, local media over there. Now, some critics, of course, within Kenya have claimed that private investigators like yourself have been involved in violating human rights of people through the use of what they call polite falls, all right? How would you respond to these allegations?
First of all, I'd want to respond and say, anyone who responds negatively to my post or to the story that was done by the BBC is either a suspect under investigation, a suspect lodging in jail, a suspect that maybe who was trying to compromise me. At the same time, if somebody has been harassed or used a pride force by myself, my associate, the best thing they could do is to go to the nearest police station and record a statement. Otherwise, I want to make it clear, I'm an activist who fight for people who are oppressed. I'm an activist who fight for justice. So if maybe the BBC or anybody would have taken the only negative thing from the documentary, or my staff spoke about the polite force. Personally, I have never used a polite force. My people don't use a polite force. We normally work within the law guided in Kenya. No wonder we are brought for cases. We have suspect whom we have been able to work hard enough with the police in Kenya, and they are in jail.
Oh, beautiful to know. Now, I mean, a lot of people are interested in knowing, how do you assemble your team of detectives? You know, how do you ensure that they uphold the principle of confidentiality? And that's a word. So how do you get to that? Because I'm in Africa. I know how it works here. It's almost difficult to trust anyone because people don't keep their words. I mean, maybe they learned that from the politicians. I don't know. But people don't just get to keep their words, you know. They don't honor agreements and just like that. So confidentiality is one of the things that you should consider. So how do you get to deal with this, assembling your team and all that?
Yeah, sure. I want to just confirm that those are some of the issues when I was starting my company. I underwent whereby there's a lot of betrayal in my company. There was that particular time. But first of all, I want to say we do a lot of training to my staff. That is why you could see even like when a staff, sometimes when you're doing the training, you show me maybe one of the training we were pouring water on someone. It's just to harden them. It is just to let them know. For instance, if you go to Nigeria to do an investigation and you are caught up by the suspect, by police, be a cheating spouse cases, you don't reveal the secret, and we keep on checking on them. Their phone have trackers. If you have a phone, you leave it at home. But when you're on duty, first of all, you don't communicate to people who are you are investigating. At the same time, we keep on checking on them, random checking. And also, there are people who love their job, because for you to be a successful private investigator or a detective, you must be able to keep secrets. At the same time, you must be able to be honest in whatever you are doing.
Do you have plans? Because it looks like you've done a lot so far. You've been able to, you know, successfully pursue a number of cases in that country, which is also stated in a documentary by the BBC Eye. A good job report done by Sharon Sharon Machira, lovely report from the BBC.
Yes,
but you know, do you have plans to like take this, your skills of you know following cases outside Kenya into other African countries? Do you want to come to Nigeria?
Yes, I've been to Nigeria 2018. I came for a training on leadership brought by a company called Lions Group, and I love Nigeria so much. I won't mind, provided I have people who have invited me to come and do the training, or who have invited me to exchange their mind, their visions, and maybe their security tactics. I won't mind. And I've already done to a few countries that I'm not able to mention here.
Okay.
Actually, about six countries have gone there in the line of duty.
But have you ever, you know, anyway, you don't ask detectives what they're working on, but let me get into finding out if Lagosian would like to speak to you or have a comment before we wrap up this conversation. Also, I'd like to give a big shout out to the BBC Eye and indeed the BBC Africa team for a job well done, specifically to journalist Sharon Machira, who did a report on the story, the BBC of the Kenyan most famous detective. You know, they consider you the best that has ever been seen. And you also say that you're the best in the African continent. Why do you say that?
I say that I'm the best. It's because of the many cases that I've done in Africa, in Kenya, in my country. And this fact remains, most people have trusted me with cases that are touching on national matters, and I've handled them successfully. So that is why I think I am the best. I've also suffered in the line of duty, trying to work on cases, sensitive matters. I've undergone a lot of suffering, and that is one of the reasons why I'm a very strong woman.
Great. I know that you're a passionate family woman. From the documentary, I saw that you the only time you shed tears was when you talked about your child, his son, I guess. On the lighter note, because our time is fast spent, we need to wrap this up. And I also want to learn one or two expressions in any Kenyan language, you know, that's your local language. You teach me something, just a line. But on the lighter note, right, you're so passionate about this job. Is this something you would encourage younger people to go? Would you like my... Personally, I'm a broadcaster. I used to tell my son, I don't want you to be a broadcaster because for my reasons. Would you allow your children to become private investigators if they want to, considering the risks involved?
Yeah, if my son, I have two sons, and one of them, of course, want to do something else. The other one is already nicknamed in their school. It's called a cop because of what he does. Mm. If my child wants to become a private investigator, a top detective, I will not stop their dreams, because at the same time, nobody, my parents never stopped my dreams. So I would be mean enough not to allow my children to become whom they want to be. And at the same time, it makes life easier. It makes work easier for any country. My win is my country win. Mm. If you want to change from being a broadcaster to an investigator, well and good. It's good for your country, because imagine, what would be Kenyans doing? What would be the Africans doing? What would be the world be doing if they go to police stations, report cases, and sometimes the police get overwhelmed? Hmm. Where would they be turning to if we didn't have private investigators in Kenya and the world? So for me, I want to encourage the young, the youth. It is better you upcome and be able to say, we can also do this, provided you love your job, you have the training, and you must be aggressive on it, as I am.
All right, Greg, you're indeed aggressive, and that's what brought you on the spotlight, on Info Spotlight here today on Nigeria Info. Thanks to the BBC, and thanks to Tosin Akinride for producing this. So we're leaving now, but I really want you to tell me, teach me something in Kenyan language. One line, something I will take with me so I'll teach others.
A Kenyan language.
Yeah.
What? You know, like, I speak so many languages. Kenya, okay. We have so many, like, over 42 tribes.
Yeah.
So which tribe do you want to
speak to? Anyone.
Nengwa Dete.
Nengwa Dete. What does that mean?
Nengwa Dete Muno. That's my native language from Gishogo.
Okay.
Kirinyaga County, where I come from. Do you know what that means?
I don't know what it means. Tell me.
It means Nawapenda Sana Nigerians. Even the fact means... tell them they are trying to hit me hard on social media, but tell them I love them so much. They are our brothers. Oh, when they get arrested in Kenya, I'm still the same person who go there to leave them out.
All right.
I know that I love them so much. Though they are sending a lot of funny critics to me, but I know it's normal. You know, when you are a winner, challenges must be there, and people can't accept.
That's
especially
right.
Men.
That's it. Thank you so much, Jane Mugo, for speaking with us today. And thanks to the BBC Eye. You could get the reports, check the report on BBC Africa YouTube channel. That way, you could also have a glimpse of this amazing story. Thank you for speaking with us, and God bless you indeed.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-ya. Well, there you heard Jane, the amazing lady. We'll be back.
Using your company's taxpayer ID and password.